With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Tony Dunn.
She gon' take care of her bitch. She truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig. She truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids. She truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big. She truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big. She truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig. She truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'.
Good evening, everyone. This is Tamara, your host for this evening, and I will be having on this evening Ian Sullivan, and he will be talking about his road to success with his fitness goals and also talking to us about his clothing apparel. I have a few announcements this evening. One is that we will be having our first annual She Trucking Conference, October the 8th through the 10th. Just be listening and pay attention and stay tuned for all the information concerning the conference on the website, shetrucking.com, also on the Facebook page and IG. For anyone that wants to call in and talk to us this evening, that number is going to be 914-205-5328. Again, that number is 914-205-5328. And again, my name is Tamara Spivey. I'm your host. I'm a admin in She Trucking. I'm also a truck driver, 20 years and growing, and I am also the creator and writer of Sister Blogging on Wheels. You can find me on Facebook and also IG. And now we'll be bringing in our guest, Mr. Ian Sullivan. Hey, Ian, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Good evening. How we doing today?
Good evening. All right. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day.
Awesome.
From the cold weather.
Right. We're going into fall real quick, right?
Yeah. We don't know what we're gonna get into.
Well, not fall. We're going into spring. I'm sorry. We're going into spring. Right. Okay. So let's jump right into it. So we're gonna start with talking about your fitness and how did you just start with just your story, period, your journey.
Okay, all right, good deal. So, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for having me on and allowing me to come on this platform and share my story. It's an honor to be here. And as I said, you know, what you ladies are doing is amazing. So I want to give you kudos and big shout out to you guys for this platform. So my name is Ian Sullivan, as was stated. My journey started when I was a kid, but it really started about 5 years ago when I was told that I was pre-diabetic. I was 320 pounds, just going through some tough times mentally and, you know, battling depression and dealing with the health diagnosis. I was a new husband to my beautiful wife. I got to shout her out. We'll be celebrating 7 years this year of marriage, and I was a new dad to my firstborn. So world was kind of turned upside down. Also lost a job that I was betting on, and I always say that working was one of the reasons why I became unhealthy. My motto is I was chasing the money instead of chasing opportunities. So I would just work, thinking that I was making all this money, but in return, my health was at risk. So at, 2016, staring down 320 pounds and a pre-diabetic diagnosis, I took the right steps. I took the wrong steps, and it wasn't beneficial. And as most people start out on diets and things of that nature, they want to just stop eating. So I was part of that society of I'm just not going to eat, and the weight's just going to fall off automatically. But that wasn't the case. It actually caused me more mental stress and more pain than anything. So once me and my wife established a steady eating regime for me, things of that nature, and I started working in a factory job, the weight started to come off. And quite naturally, you celebrate the wins when it starts to come off, and you get comfortable when you see a large amount. Within 7 months, I lost 50 pounds. So that's a huge amount. I started a new job. I was out of the factory, out of working third shift, and I was back into a controlled environment with air conditioning, sitting at a desk. And sure enough, I gained 20 of those pounds back. So 2017 was the year that I truly locked in on the discipline aspect of the diet, of the weight loss, of the mental change, of the shift. Me and my good friend, we started a program. We called it 365 Clean, where you take something out of your diet that's not good for you for every 90 days. So I started with the one thing that we can't let go the most. I started with batter fried foods. So fried chicken and fried pork chops was the first thing to go for me. But just doing that taught me a lot about, I also went on, the social media fast for 90 days. And within that first 90 days, and I lost almost 30 pounds. And it's just a testimony to the discipline of watching what I eat and, exercising more. So over the years, I was able to continue to keep that same discipline. And we talk about 2017, 40-pound weight loss, 2018, another 50 pounds, 2019, another 30. So just being real consistent and disciplined in not only what I put in my mouth, but I put in my mind. Throughout my journey, I talk a lot about your two diets, two types of diet, your mental diet, what you're around, what you see, what you hear, and then your physical diet about what you put in your mouth. So if anybody's listening, I speak a lot about the diet and less about the exercising, because 90% of my journey was one in my kitchen or at restaurants on how I ate food.
Okay. Now tell me, if you could, now sometimes you have to in some ways talk to people and getting them into losing weight and talking to them about health and fitness in baby steps. So how would you go by guiding somebody through this, through baby steps? Because you said something about the mental diet right along with the physical diet. Start with the mental diet, if you would.
The mental diet is just changing your routine. So it's, and the baby steps to that is one day at a time, one thing at a time. We get, as humans, and this is me speaking personally, but I'm sure other people feel that way. It's like we want to buy in and do the immediate, something that's going to be drastic that we potentially think that's going to change it over time. So I recommend it's a day-by-day process. My mental, I went from, and it may sound strange, but my routine consisted of, being African-American, we listen to a lot of hip-hop and R&B. I would be working out to, like, jazz music or B.B. King or the blues just to hear the rhythm of different instruments. So changing that, again, the social media, a lot of negativity can be found on social media. So for me, I was able to block that out. And that time that I wasn't using on social media, I was reading different books. I was reading different magazines. I was reading. I just had more time to read and to focus on other things. So to the baby step tool would just be write out a plan and take it one day at a time. So the first day you do it, you celebrate, you mentally celebrate, you do it again the next day, you do it again the next day, and then over time, it becomes a habit, it becomes a routine. I was sharing a video, it's called the 3x3 rule, and I'll give you a quick breakdown of it. So you start anything, but we'll just say diet, mental diet, you start anything for 3 days straight. So you consistently do that for 3 days straight. On the third day, you kind of celebrate mentally, I made it to the third day. You start over another 3 day session. So for the next 3 days. So when doing it twice, you're already at 6 days, almost at a week. Those 3 days turn into 3 weeks, turns into 3 months. Once you have it, you know, programmed for 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle change. So that was one of the biggest things, and that's what I share with everybody. It's just like one day at a time, or chop it up into 3 days. That way, we want to look at the big goal, you know, at the end of the road. We talk about my story, 150 pounds. That sounds amazing, but each pound, each day that went into me losing that played a significant part in the journey.
Okay, and what about the physical part of it? Because once you get that mental part down, now it sounds like it probably would be much more easier to go into the physical part now. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So with the physical, for me, as I stated, I went the drastic route. It was a time. It was just crazy how mentally, you know, stressed I was about, you know, losing weight and how bad I wanted it. I was working across the street from a grocery store called Food City, and they had just kind of opened and remodeled, and I would walk across the street, and I would say, well, I'm not going to pack a lunch today. I'm just going to eat grapes all day. One of the sweetest sugary fruits out there, that was like my meal until I got home and ate dinner. And then there was times where I just depleted myself from eating. When you think about being that size, the average daily intake is like 2,000 calories. Now, that's going to be more scientific, but that's what they say we should eat on a daily. There were days that I would go and work 10 hours, third shift, and I would eat less than 800 calories. And after 2 to 3 days of that, I felt horrible. So what I always recommend about the physical diet is don't strip yourself completely. Take it slow. So let's say that I had a habit of eating, we'll just say I had a habit of eating fried chicken 5 days out of a week. The moment I choose to make the change, I'm still going to eat my 5 days of fried chicken. The next week, I'm only going to eat 3 to 4 days. The next week, I'm going to cut it down, or if I can handle it, I'm going to cut it down to 2 to 3 days. And then within a month, I'll have it down to 1 day, and then eventually I can take it out altogether or use it as, you know, I'm going to eat fried chicken as a cheat meal or something of that nature. So with the physical diet, I highly recommend that you just don't strip yourself of what you've been giving your body for years or months, and because we also have to address that every fad diet isn't for me. Every, you know, we have to find a diet that works for me. When you talk about different diets, I people ask me, like, what was the diet? I was like, well, I just had to find one that was for me. So I ate chicken, veggies, and rice all the time, but that helped me build a metabolism. Of course, it was portion control, but it helped me build a metabolism, and I could slowly transition sugars out of my diet. I was never really a big drink like soda drinker, but other things like bread, a lot of bread, I could take that out because I was taking it out slowly and not drastically taking it out, just going cold turkey.
Okay. And that transitions into the next question I wanted to ask you. Going into the meal prep, talking about what we talked about the other day about the meal prep and just given those recommendations and things that you were talking about as far as meal prep was concerned, because you're not as traditional as a lot of people are, you know, just getting deep down into it and making it very complicated. So if you could explain to everyone about what you feel or what you saw worked best for you as far as, meal prepping was concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we talked the other day about portion control was the first thing that I had to identify in my meal prep. And that kind of ties hand in hand with the preparation for the physical diet as well, too. You kind of eat what you want, but you put it in portion control. But for me, I knew that I looked at the things that held, that for me I felt were in the way of me obtaining my goal. So I was a huge French fry lover. I was a huge, like, I love bread. When I was a kid, my mom used to have to, I don't know if you guys have Ryan's in your area, but it's like all you can eat buffet. And my mom used to have to put me on a limit. These are the limit that you can eat of these rolls. So it's just watching that portion control. And then with the meal prep, I just wanted to keep it as simple as I can. So it wasn't so, you're already dealing with the fact that you have to lose weight or you're trying to make these changes. And then you go in the kitchen, you can be discouraged by, you're looking on YouTube, or you should cook this, 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 and this. And I was just like, let me just cook what I love and take out the things that are harming me. So I love oatmeal. I had to get a taste for yogurt, but I love yogurt now. So that was my breakfast, oatmeal and yogurt. And then when you talk about a snack, I was like, well, let's just do like a granola bar. And we'll start with a, you know, not so healthy granola bar. Or, you know, something, just a quick granola bar out of the convenience store. And then we'll work our way into finding which actual granola bars have less sugar or don't have any corn syrup or things of that nature. You could do, you know, like crackers and peanuts, a lot of nuts and other different yogurts. And then when I came down to my meals, I said, I can't have fried chicken no more. But let me just grill or bake or put my chicken in a crock pot. These were meals that me and my wife were making on a daily basis anyway, so it was just like, this is going to be perfect. I don't have to get rid of chicken just yet, but let me just do that. And once I identified that you need protein, you need vegetables, and you need carbs for energy, I just went the easiest route. Let me find, jasmine rice was my starch, but I would only do under the serving size. My vegetables were, I did salads, I did kale, I did spinach, I did broccoli, they have a California mix that I would buy, and it would be carrots, broccoli, and cauliflower. Any type of vegetable source that I could find, sweet potatoes, green beans, things of that nature, and that was my day-to-day lunch and dinner. It became a habit that I would be supposed to be cooking something different for my family, and I was so much in a routine of prepping my chicken and cutting it a certain way, my wife would come in and be like, you know you're supposed to be cooking something different, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, but I've already cut this chicken, so we're just going to have to, you know, deal with it. But just finding, some of these diets are just, it takes work. It takes a lot of work. So once you find something that's right for you, and don't overcomplex it, it may be something as small as when you season your meat, not using certain seasoning, or using certain sauces on your food, like barbecue sauce and ranch and things of that nature. Those little small key components can be very beneficial in a weight loss journey. So that's what I had to find for me. And I tell everybody when they ask me, it's as simple as oatmeal every day, yogurt, chicken, rice, and veggies. That was my go-to meal for 2 years straight.
Okay. I want to also ask you, too, now, how long did it actually take you to start seeing results? And is it? Is it hard to keep it off, or are you finding it easy to keep it off?
At first, it was very hard. So, it probably took me the 90 days to truly see weight loss. But you'll start seeing, I started seeing inches first, so my clothes will fit different. I was a everyday scale stepper, so I would go to the scale every day and see, because we want that. We want that instant gratification. So I would go say, well, I worked out today, I ate good today, let me go check the scale. And if it doesn't move, it can be discouraged. So I don't recommend that for everybody, but I was so locked in that I had to see it, or I would identify if I had a bad day. But the first month, I would see inches, and I would feel lighter. I wouldn't feel so droggy or drowsy, you know, I would have more energy. Then the second month, you see the knob move a little bit. Maybe you may see the more, you know, like 4 or 5 pounds lost. And then within that 90 days, once you truly see, you know, 10 to 20 pounds of weight loss, and, oh, now I need to go buy new pants or new shirt, but, you know, I feel like a totally different human. That was gratifying for me. So I would say within 90 days, I started seeing a transition.
Okay, that's good. Also, too, what I want to start moving into now is you talking about your community outreach, the things that you are doing in your community and how you're empowering people around you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So first, I just want to start by the first impact is just sharing my story. It's such a unique story when you hear the journey to 150-pound weight loss. When you hear the adversity faced in between that. So that was my main goal coming into 2019, let me just share my story, because there's somebody out there that is probably going through the same thing. Just need some motivation to just move, or inspiration to move. So that's the first biggest thing. Secondly, I've committed pretty much my life to, you know, the fit, being fit, and explaining not just physical fitness but mental fitness as well too. So I'm a huge advocate on positivity. You know, any room I'm in, I want to be the positivity guru of the room. I want to make sure that I'm upbeat. I want to make sure that I'm showing that the energy. And people see me out and they'll say, you know, you look like you're pretty fit. And I always say, like, this is me now, but I want to just explain to you where I came from. And it's eye opener for some of them, because they may be dealing with a, you know, weight loss journey as well too. So that's been a big impact. I you know, hear messages and people reach out all the time on, I seen your story. October I was featured in Men's Health magazine. I've been on that same story was featured on Yahoo.com. So to have a, you know, for to do that from my city and for it to go global as well too, I feel like that was a great impact. We do. I started. A good friend of mine reached out to me about doing boot camps in 2018. So we started those boot camps. The majority of them were free. So giving the community the opportunity to just come work out with us, we all fellowship and talk about losing weight or weight loss journeys and things of that nature. Because it's hard for people to commit to a financially to losing weight, of going to a gym or finding a personal trainer, things of that nature. So I wanted to offer them services for little or nothing, or for free. In return, me and my good friend, Casey, we did a boot camp drive in 2018, where we took that passion for fitness and we took donations in and donated it to our local community kitchen. And we also, you know, with the help of my wife, she was there with me as well, we made donations to our local Ronald McDonald House, where they house families that have children that are in the local hospital, that they're staying there and they're housing them so they don't have to go back and forth from home to the hospital. They can have a place right across the street, a safe haven or such, and we were able to make food donations there, clothing donations. We have a men's health talk that we do once a month. which arose from just freedom throughout the journey, understanding stress and depression, putting a lot of emphasis on men being strong. And I truly believe that the way of a strong man is through how he treats himself physically and mentally. So what he puts in his body, what he sees, what he hears, who he's around, and, you know, taking that passion and just being surrounded by a group of men and opening it up to the public, again, for free, for other men in our community to come in and just talk and fellowship and just take something out of it. We've seen February the 9th will be our one-year anniversary, and we've seen, you know, prosperity from everyone that came through that group or the pioneers that started that group. It was like seven of us. So we've all evolved more and more that we have these talks. And 2020, the goal is to continue that community work. I do want to focus more on childhood obesity. As I started to look back over my journey and realize that these things started when I was a kid, when I thought that, you know, playing football, I was in the best shape of my life, and I'm looking at the pictures, and I was like, man, I don't look healthy, or I didn't look good mentally as well too. So now, and being a father, that's my new passion now. It's like I want to make sure that I set the right standards for the youth in the community, because they're going to be the future.
Right. And I just want to say also too that I am not only impressed but just proud of you, being a young black man and in your community and doing a lot with outreach and helping others on their journeys and just encouraging them and also reaching out to men just like you and just giving them just giving them some encouragement to try to do a little bit better in their lives. So congratulations on all that. And do me a favor, shout out all your platforms and tell us exactly where we can go to see your story.
Yes, ma'am. So you can go to my Instagram is NIAN Sullivan, SULLIVAN.NAL. And all of my platforms, my story, I write a blog. I was introduced to the blogging world throughout my journey. So I write a blog. That's in my bio. I was being featured in the Men's Health magazine. That's in my bio. Facebook is Ian Sullivan, just my name. You'll see my brand logo on my Facebook. All of my information is there as well, too. Me and my wife, we are working on a website at the moment. So we'll have that up and running soon. But right now, immediately, I can be reached on all those social media platforms.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Ian. For anybody that wants to call in, please call us at area code 914-205-5328. Again, that's area code 914-205-5328. So now, Ian, I want to move over to the apparel line. So tell us about your apparel, you know, break down the acronym for NAL, all of that.
Yes, ma'am. So NAL, it's a movement. So it stands for Never Accept Less. And it started from, I was just putting an Instagram post up, and throughout this journey of everything, because it's not just about the weight loss, it's about being a husband, being to my wife, Brianna Sullivan, that's my wife, being a husband and trying to be the best husband I can be for her day in, day out, being a father to my two beautiful kids, Ian and Bailey, Ian Jr. and Bailey. So just chasing that dream of being the greatest father that I can be for them, being the best friend, being the best entrepreneur, being on jobs, just thinking back to being on jobs where I was undervalued and I was qualified and equipped to get promotions and things of that nature. So just overcoming that adversity. When you think about being an African American, having a relationship, with me and my wife have been together, all together, I think going on 13 years this year. Being a, you know, having that family, the model of what's a family, you know, husband, wife. And this is, I'm the product of a single parent household. My dad died when I was 6 years old. I'm the youngest of three boys. My mom raised us. She never remarried. She always put us in different programs that we could have men around. So to beat those odds and to be able to be that face, and then, you know, going back to the weight loss journey and the mental journey, that's what arose of the Never Accept Less. And we started out as original. So it was ORGI parentheses NAL close parentheses. And the mantra was always be original and never accept less. And it speaks volume to no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, just be yourself. Be true to yourself, because self-love is the best love. And if you don't love yourself, we can't expect other people to show us the same love. I always say you can't expect the you out of anybody else. So just keep that original copy. You're going to be on jobs where they're going to want something different from you. If they can't accept you for who you are, then that may not be for you. And just never accept less. They may tell you that, oh, you weren't qualified, but you have all the qualifications. It may suck to hear that, but just understand that we all bring a different value to every situation. They may not can't see that value. But if you're putting in the work and you understand that value, it's a temporary situation until you find where you truly want to be. So always be original, never accept less. And then I was looking for a way to, you know, me and my wife were looking for a way to transition that just from a clothing brand to an actual movement, because we want people, the merch is good, you know, but when you purchase the merch, we want you to buy in. Not only, we want you to feel a part of the journey or plug that NAL into your journey. You know, I may be going through a divorce, but I will never accept less. I may be on the verge of switching jobs, but I'll be never accept less. I'll be transitioning, moving. I'm moving from state to state, but I will never accept less. I'm in an unhealthy relationship. I'll never accept less. So we wanted that to stand out for people and to have a true meaning for the consumer. Or even if you just go look at our page, you don't even have to purchase anything. We want you to see that and understand that at any given moment, you'll be tested, but never accept less. So that's where it came about. 2018, we rolled out the first shirts in merch. And I'm big into fashion now, so now that I can actually just go into any store and buy what I want, so it's kind of cool. So I was like, what better way to represent myself, represent my journey, represent my family? Because, you know, I'll be out and people will identify me as Mr. Original. And it's still humbling to see. I was at work a few days ago and I seen somebody walk in with wearing my merchandise. So when I spoke and introduced myself as the brand owner, you know, she had sent her remarks and, you know, speaking on how she got the shirt, things of that nature, just made my day. And to see my kids, like my son, he goes to the shop with me when I pick up my shirts or when I order my shirts, and he folds them, and he's learning the business. But he's seeing kids at his school wearing the merchandise as well, too. So I think this is the legacy to breaking the barrier of not passing down anything to our family. I wanted to make something that I could pass down to my children as well, too. And what better way than an authentic, real, raw journey to impact and empower others.
Right. So what you've been doing is legacy building is what you've been doing. So,
yes, ma'am.
And right, you know, showing them a different way on how to earn and build something original for themselves. And staying right there with that, how humbling was it for you when you decided to do this and you saw that it was actually taking off? And how are you celebrated in your hometown? Because you are from Chattanooga, Tennessee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's extremely humbling. I could. So we started, me and my wife, it was like, we called it Original Fridays. So people were just buying church to just be part of, like, I want to wear it on Fridays. I had a lady reach out to me, and she ordered her son a shirt, and her son told her, and this is an elementary age child, he told her he wanted to be a part of the Original Friday. He see her wearing it, wanted to be a part of it. So it's real humbling to you know, wake up on Fridays and get that notification. I'm rocking my, you know, NAL shirt on Fridays, or, you know, to see, you know, me and my wife to get up and on Fridays, you know, she can be out of uniform on Fridays. You know, that's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning is my wife and her never so best gear on, going out and, you know, showcasing the brand. So it's very humbling, because you think about it. That's you. This is your baby. This is your creation. You envision that, you know, everybody, they could have bought any shirt. They could have bought any. They could be wearing anything in the world, and they choose to support you and your family and your vision and what you have to offer. And it's a very humbling feeling, because, again, for somebody to purchase it, it means a lot, because not only are they supporting, but most of the time when I get the invoice or the order, they explain the reason why they purchased the shirt. Oh, I was dealing with this, and I heard your story. I just have to get this. We did a campaign for the Heart Association, and we made some shirts, and we all were wearing them for our heart walk in our area, and a lady just walked up to us, and it was like, where did y'all get these shirts, and what does it stand for? And we explained it to her, and it was the NAL, but the A was a red heart. And we explained, you know, me and my wife explained the story, and she's like, do you have one on you right now? And luckily I had an extra shirt. And we donated proceeds to the American Heart Association on behalf of my team. You know, I had a group of team. We did bake sales, and we purchased those shirts and had them made and made a donation to the American Heart Association. But luckily I had one left, and she purchased a shirt on the spot. She wanted to take a picture with us and everything. So to see that impact and just to hear the feedback as well, too. Like, I see the movement. I see it going around. And I can't go anywhere without seeing one of your shirts on. It's just amazing. A good feeling. And it's very humble. Like, I still don't know how to handle it. It's kind of unreal to me. So when you just see, like, when I seen the young lady walking to my you know, my work wearing my shirt, I was just still, I was in shock. You know, I it's just unreal. Or I could be at work, and I can, on a Friday, I can see, you know, I work in a call center, so I can see the majority of the call center just painted with my shirts, and it's a good feeling. It's a very humbling and rewarding. And again, it's not even about the money. It's just about the impact. I always say impact over popularity. It's about the reason behind why they support. I was told by a good friend, she was telling me, some people sell stuff and it's like, oh, here they come with this again. They want to just, you know, but when they see my product, they're happy to buy my product because of the meaning and the story behind it.
Right, right. Now, you know that we definitely want to bring your shirt into the conference in October, and that's going to be October the 8th through the 10th, and that is going to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so we're going to need you to show up in the place now with some shirts. You going to be able to do that?
Listen, I heard the news when you came on, and I started thinking about it then. I was going to ask you where it's at, so if it's in hometown, we'll definitely have to work that out and be in the building with it.
Absolutely. You and your family, y'all come on through. Yep. and hang out.
That's
and
the whole,
and,
the
you
whole
know,
game.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get those shirts out there, because it definitely has a great meaning behind it. Now, the next thing that I do want to ask of you is, do you think you'd be up to the challenge of maybe putting something together for some of the ladies in She Trucking?
As far as just a care package or like a custom sheet trucking in the NAL?
Well, we can definitely do that, but I'm sorry, I wasn't specific. I was talking more on fitness, some type of fitness goal or something like that for those who are struggling or just those who just need to get it right, because it's a little hard out here trying to find the right things to eat, because whether you know it or not, going into truck stops, we are usually faced with a lot of just fast food and junk, and just helping people out with just some ideas, some easy ways of getting some meals together, and what would be a good idea, something you can go into Walmart and it won't be so hard to eat, because I do see people, maybe not every day, but every now and then they are talking about, you know, what do you all eat? You know, how do you guys survive out here? And over the years, I myself personally, I found many ways on how to do it, but sometimes it's not as accessible as it used to be. So just, you know, maybe giving people some tips on what they could possibly eat. And also, we were wanting to know if you would be interested in maybe holding a weight loss challenge.
You know, soon as you said that, I thought of the sea trucking, Never Settlers Fitness Challenge. You can set it up on a monthly. You know, I'm quick on my toes with the fitness challenge. That's another thing that we've done. We did a 60-day fitness challenge, and as a group. And this is not with everybody recorded at the group. We lost over 100 pounds as a group. And that was, we had 28 people, and 12 out of the 28 reported their final weigh-in. So we definitely can pop off a sea truck and, you know, times Never Said Less fitness challenge. I've been approached by a lot of truck drivers. I have a lot of good friends that are truck drivers, I've heard of how hard it is for you guys and ladies to find something to eat. Number one, your truck may not have a refrigerator. You're driving for long hours, and like you said, going into a truck stop or passing a McDonald's is very convenient. So, I definitely be up to the challenge to put you guys something together as far as eating and fitness, because you do have a truck, so you can make it happen on that big rig, doing a lot of stepping up. If you take an hour, just park the truck and you do the just hopping in and out of the truck for 20 minutes, just getting that heart rate going, attaching. I had a good friend that owns a truck company. He was like, I'm just gonna hook a bike to the back of my truck, so when I stop, I can take off on the bike for a few miles, come back, get my workout for the day, and then, the day's done. So, yeah, I definitely would love to help you all out in the finding ways to beat that. That's probably the biggest adversity of a driver that I've heard is, where can I eat? It's so easy to whip to a truck stop that has a Wendy's attached to it and just get the Wendy's versus meal prep, and you guys are driving long hours as well too, so that causes a barrier as well. So yeah, I'm your guy, Jamir. I'm up for the challenge.
Okay. And it is funny how the fast foods are always very accessible, but the good food and where you could get to a decent salad bar, they are not accessible at all, or there are a whole bunch of signs around saying no 18-wheelers, no semi trucks. So it'll kind of scare you a little bit to even try to go into some of the places and stuff. So definitely, if we can all get together and get some things done and just start giving people just some basic ideas on meal prepping and things that they can. Now there are refrigerators, they're coolers or whatnot. Some of them they plug into the 12-volt cigarette lighter and things like that. So,
okay.
And they're compact, but, you know, some kind of way where, you know, because of the portion control, you can still work it out that you're able to put some food in there. So, again, if we can kind of sort of hook up something, again, we would really appreciate that, because that would just help out a lot of people out here, a lot of people.
I would love, it'll be an honor to take up the trucking world, and you know, we can also be advocates for the truck stops as well. You know, the way of the world is to become healthy now. You hear about the vegetarian lifestyle, which I'm a vegetarian now, but vegetarian and vegan, and it's just not fair for you to not have that at your accessibility. So obviously some of the fast food chains are changing, or, you know, they have grilled options. They have, you know, plant-based burgers. So you're not getting the difference, but it's still kind of, you know, you can't see what they're putting in it. So, I would love to assist in helping the sheet trucking company become, you know, healthier truck drivers, because that just takes your career. You know, to hear you say 19 plus years, you know, driving, you know, that could take your career to the next level as well. You know, or somebody else's career.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and a lot of people are faced with hypertension and a lot of different health issues and stuff. And sometimes, just to be perfectly honest, it's very easy to become a slave to this truck, because when you were a person that, right, exactly, and I was about to say chasing the miles, I mean, now over the last maybe 10 to 5 years, it's starting to taper down where, you know, the regulations have stepped in and that you do have to take a break. But again, you always kind of like end up taking a break somewhere where things are not accessible. And, you know, whenever you take that break, you kind of end up where you end up sometimes, you know. And certain parts of the country, again, put you in some interesting situations where it's nothing but the truck stop. But I will say this, the one thing that I have started to find that's much valuable than the truck stops, even if I'm sitting in a truck stop, like I'll do Uber Eats. And I am a salad eating person. I will eat a salad 24/7. So I find solace in doing Uber Eats or one of those type of people that will come out and they will bring food to you other than a pizza and all that other junk, you know. So, yeah. So that would definitely.
That's a game changer with the Uber Eats. And,
oh, yes, it is.
You might have just dropped the gym for the truck drivers. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, you use what you got. And if you're in a major city, if you're in a major city like where I am right now, I'm in Kansas City, so why wouldn't you do a Grubhub or something like that, or even take advantage of going to, like, I took somebody's advice and I came to the casino. Well, at the casino, they do have a buffet, but they got different things in there that you can eat. And the buffet, as I love to say, the buffet, it's not like it is
the
in the truck stop when it's when it's just a whole bunch of stuff on there that you're probably not going to eat. So definitely take advantage of Grubhub and all that different stuff, because, again, I do. I'm not just going to sit there. I refuse to.
I hope they catch that gym. That's a game changer.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate this time that we have spent this evening and just discussing all this stuff, and I am so excited about you taking on the challenge to come in and to start helping us out with some fitness goals, because, again, our fitness, probably more than anybody else, it definitely plays against our job. You know, if you can't get a two-year medical card, you go into getting a one-year medical card. And if you can't get the one-year medical card, I want to say you end up getting a six-month medical card. And that's all because of people dealing with hypertension and things of that nature.
Right.
And just sitting in this seat and gaining so much. You're right. Yeah, sitting in that seat, gaining weight, stress eating. You know, you're riding down the road and you're stressing about what's ahead of you, and you just, you know, eating junk, eating junk, eating junk. So if we can definitely work with changing the mind, maybe we can change some of the bodies. How about that?
Right. You can change the thing. When people ask me how I feel right now, the first word that comes to my mind is that I am optimizing. And when you think about optimizing, you think about going from your lowest or going from where you are now and exceeding all levels mentally. Like, as soon as you said fitness, I said fitness challenge. You know, when being able to think at a high level, being able to have energy. I think you told me your hometown was Atlanta, Georgia. I stayed an hour and a half away from you. That drive when I was 320 pounds would take me out of the game. Like, I couldn't, me and my wife would travel there. We would potentially have to get a hotel. It wasn't no down and back. It was like, I am too tired to drive. And this is just maybe just waking up and driving. I would be just low energy. My reaction time to things, even just, you know, how you react to certain things, whether it's something negative or positive, I'm able to react in a way that's going to be either beneficial or detrimental, but I can think clearly. So when you think about being behind that truck, being away from your family, not having the comfortable of just going to your king-size bed and laying down in your king-size bed, like, I can only imagine the physical and mental stress that it puts on you guys. And I would love to see that change. And, you know, not only is it impactful, but the benefits of just becoming a healthier you, it will promote more, I would say, promote more drivers going from being contract drivers to being truck owners. You know, they'll be able to see outside of just the dollar sign, they'll be able to think, because that sparked my entrepreneur mindset, because I'm like, wait a minute, I've been putting in the work and harming my health for other companies. Why don't I start my own where I can be at peace with it, things of that nature. So it's going to be a good impact on the sea trucking, and then it's going to spread like Wi-Fi. Once they see what you guys have going on, every other trucking company, they're going to want to jump on board as well, too, or trucking, you know, family.
Absolutely, because we're definitely trying to spread as much positivity and as much ownership and as much sisterhood as we possibly can, you know. Just wanting to see people win, period. I don't care who you are. Just winning, and it definitely – It starts mentally and then physically and then beyond, you know. So that's the thing, just trying to get people to understand that and to see that, grab a hold of that and just use that. I also want to ask you before we get ready to get off, what's a favorite quote or two or some or a song, anything that's inspirational? What's something that just keeps you going?
So I'm gonna give you my favorite quote, and I'm gonna give you my word of the year.
Okay.
My favorite quote is by Les Brown, said it, but he said one of his English teachers, well, an English teacher at his school. I recommend anybody to Google or YouTube Les Brown. He's a motivational speaker. He was labeled mentally retarded in elementary school. He had a career in DJ, and now he's a motivational speaker. But throughout my journey, that's what I did, was just listen to different YouTube. I would spend hours, eight-hour day, headphones in, just listening to different inspirational things. And a quote that stuck out to me is, never let somebody's opinion of you become your reality. And it just spoke to me, because as humans, as we're just going to say humans first, and then we can break it all the way down to nationality, to race, to demographics, someone's always going to have an opinion of you. It is up to you to determine if you're going to allow that opinion to take your energy or add energy to what you want to do in life. So that, and I'm going to say it again, never let someone's opinion of you become your reality. And then my word for 2020 is freedom. And if you go to my Instagram page, you'll see my blog post. I wrote a blog post about freedom. And I just feel that for me, that word spoke volume on mental freedom, financial freedom, physical freedom, just freedom from anything that has a stronghold on you. I found a picture. It's on the blog post. I have it as my background. I have postcards printed out about it. The other day I made me a freedom playlist. So obviously we got Freedom by Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar. Just to hear that word just spoke to me, and it came about. One of my good friends, she put a Facebook post and she asked, "What was your word of the year?" And I never really thought about having a word of the year, but at this point, I'm at a good stage of spiritual journey, faith journey, mental, just overall journey. And when she said that, the first thing that came to my mind is freedom. I will provide my family the life that I want them to live, the standard of living that I want them to live. I will free myself of any financial strongholds. I will be free of, you know, any mental issues that I have. It's up to me to break these barriers, but to see that and hear that word, I just had to put it around areas that I could see it. So my lock screen on my phone is this picture of, it's a yellow picture, and it has a cartoon chain, and the chains are broken, and it just speaks freedom to me. Not to mention, I was given a book 2 years ago by my good friend John. He gave me a book. When you think about the African-American community, the book was Breaking the Physiological Chains of Slavery. A lot of the ways that we react and the ways that we do is based off things that was instilled in generations prior to us even being in existence. And reading that book, it opened so many gateways to see why we as a community or we as a race are kind of who we are, you know. And I'm not going to just say this book was true and that's going to give somebody the reason to be who they are or act a certain way, but it raised that awareness of why we have broken homes, why we have unhealthy marriages, why we have fatherless homes and things of that nature. And once I read that, it just freed my mind and it gave me a better understanding on what I needed to do to have an impact on my community, on my race, in the world, things of that nature. So freedom, the word of 2020 for me, and then the quote again, never let somebody's opinion of you become your reality.
Wow, you just gave us a lot and so much knowledge. Anyone that like to call in these last few minutes, call in at area code 914-205-5328. Again, that's 914-205-5328. Again, that was some great information, and as a matter of fact, I wrote that book down so I can add that to my Audible, so that'll be something that I'll be listening to, because I'm always just into anything that's into how we think and why we think the way that we think and why we're in the places that we're in sometimes in our lives. So again, I appreciate that information and freedom. That said a lot. That said a whole lot.
It's a breakthrough movement. That word will solidify a lot for us. Not just for me, but for communities, for generations. We make that promise to ourselves now. When we talk about the next decade, it will be a whole different story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you have any up-and-coming events or anything that's going on that anybody needs to know anything about so we can support you?
Yeah, the most immediate event, me and my good friend, well, me, my wife, our brand, Never Said Less, we're transitioning, as I stated, to make our brand more than just an apparel brand. So we'll mm-hmm. have an extension of Never Said Less, which will have the apparel, Never Said Less Fitness, which will be focusing on physical fitness, mental fitness, and then Never Said Less for the kids. So we'll just, you know, to give the kids a part of it as well, too. Me and my good friend, Casey Moore, he is a phenomenal individual. You'll see, if you go to my page, you'll see we're tagged in a lot of stuff. He's also has a weight loss story, a mental health journey that he's embarking on. I think he's humble about it, but I always say he's 100 pounds lost as well too. So, but we have September the 9th. February the 9th, which is next Sunday, we have our second annual boot camp drive. So I'm partnering with we did the first one, 2018. We had one scheduled for last year, but we had to push off the date. But we're doing the second boot camp drive February the 9th at 10 a.m. The flyer is on my page. This year our focus is to give back to schools. So we're taking gently used shoes. You can buy a brand new pair if you want to, or you can bring, since we talked about being in the sneakerhead community, we know you have shoes that you don't wear or shoes that you just don't care about anymore. What better way to give back to your community and also come in and get a free boot camp? So we'll be hosting a 45-minute boot camp on February the 9th as well. That's the most immediate event that we have. I'm prepping some things, putting it out in the universe, praying about it, making sure they align right, but we're just getting started in 2020.
Okay. Well, for anybody that's listening that is in the Chattanooga area, definitely check him out February the 19th. And where is it going to be held at?
February the 9th.
Sorry about that.
Yep. So it's called the Inversion Center. The flyer is on my page, and the address is, let me get that for you, I'm sorry. Who's been prepared, huh? The address is 2315 Cannon Avenue, and that's in the Chattanooga area.
All right. And again, I just want to thank you very much just for this time and a great conversation. And again, just from me, you know, I'm very proud of what you've done, and I just want to tell you just keep going and inspiring people and just giving people that willpower to move into their journey, and also giving men the things that they need to move on, and just, you know, because a lot of people, they deal with low self-esteem, you know, whether it be men or women, you know, everybody sometimes goes to a place where they think that, you know, they won't be able to climb out of, but Your story is so inspirational. I mean, it has to give people just the willpower just to move and start making some things happen in their lives. And I just want to say I appreciate this opportunity to even talk to you.
Thank you. And likewise, as we stated the other day, I'm honored to be on your platform, and just to hear the pride and the passion that you all have, you and Sheree and, you know, the whole She Trucking family is amazing. As we deal with the quality, you know, equality between men and women and different races, like, you guys are breaking that barrier right now. I think it's so dope to hear. Which, and you know, you have a long history of driving trucks, but even when I see it, it's like so dope to see a woman dominating in a male dominating field. You know, and it's just, as I told you earlier, you know, being a product of a single parent and just seeing that you, the impact you guys are having, and me, I having a wife and having a daughter, like, you guys are paving the way for generations to come. I got to hear Sheree speak. We spoke at an event together, and her passion on teaching these young ladies why she chose the trucking field and what they can become and things of that nature was just amazing to see. So blessings to what you all are doing, and I'm glad to be a part of the family now, and just grateful for this opportunity to be on this podcast and, you know, sharing my gems and sharing my journeys. And just hope that it does inspire, and I look forward to the partnership of helping you all get further fit.
Okay, and hey, remember now, we're gonna hold you to all of that. So, and also coming with those shirts in October too. And Sheree wanted me to tell you thank you very much for coming on also. And you are a honorary member of She Trucking. So get ready now. So get ready now.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. When we call on you now, you got to be ready now. You got to be ready for some lives and all that stuff, you know, because you know how it is, you know, you millennials, you guys are very visual, so you got to have some visual content going on so we can keep people engaged.
Right. That is all coming soon. Very, very visual. That was put on my radar to be more visual. So it'll be a very visual, especially with you all. You know, to have a mass. You know, we'll make it happen.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate it all, and thanks for everything that you do for everyone and for everyone in your community, and just, you know, and loving on your family and loving yourself. So, again, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. You can tell I was a little nervous, but it was fun. And I definitely want to say thank you again to Ian Sullivan. He was an inspiration, and I hope he was an inspiration to you guys also. Again, go to his Instagram, Ian Sullivan, and check out his gear. And thank you again for tuning in. My name was Tamara Spivey.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.